Hello there. This episode is sponsored by Fun Facts. Did you know there's an Obi-Wan Kenobi Street in Poland that was established in 2005? I didn't, and I found out today. If you like what you hear, please like, subscribe, tell your friends, and without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Padawan Unlimited podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Gil, joined by Rob and Corey. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Ahoy. Doing great. Got
some news. Hello there.
To talk about later.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, so much news. If there's any new listeners to the podcast, because we do get some new listeners pretty much every week at this point. This is a Star Wars Unlimited trading card game podcast dedicated to more of the casual side. We do, you know, Corey's the collector. Mm-hmm. Rob's casual tryhard. I'm the catch-all guy. We cover a lot of different bases. Today we were going to talk about just like getting back to basics, but so much good news came out, like so much interesting news, fascinating news in regards to where the direction of like the competitive scene is going and just like events in general, which is going to be really
good. The future of SWU and the things that are upcoming are not just for competitive, but for like the community itself. And that's what we're celebrating here. And it seems like FFG is really going all in on some of these events and getting people involved and getting people excited, not just a competitive scene, but for all audiences. So very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. But with the news that's coming out, I had originally not really been planning on going to the sectors or regionals. And now I am really thinking about it.
Okay. Oh. See,
gotta have some representation.
Yeah.
Unlimited. Let's go.
Yeah. Heck yeah. But before we get into that, just real quickly, some logistical stuff as always. If you are new or even old to the channel, please feel free to like, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Every little view helps to kind of grow it. Even today, you know, we got a new listener. Shout out to the new guy at the Mythicos Studios game store today, who we kind of like gave some, you know, bulk cards to, played some games with. Hope you're listening and appreciate you, brother.
Follow up. Curtis, by the way.
Curtis. Yeah.
Shout out, brother.
The other thing I want to talk about is also, if you were in the raffle last week, I did ship out those cards last Saturday. So they should, if they haven't gotten to you already, they should get to you within at least the next couple of days. No one was like super far from me or from us, like in New Jersey. So I'm not going to talk about their addresses, but not super, super far. Congratulations again. Yeah. We're going to try to do, I might try to do like a legendary raffle every set release. So every 4 months, we'll do a legendary raffle because I'll get that refresh of product. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get to 500 like subscribers, at least on the YouTube, I'm going to start thinking about raffle. We're going to start with the raffle for the convention pack, the 2024.
That's awesome. Convention pack. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of ways to kind of get the OGs, like everyone who like who's listening now. I'm trying to think of ways how to get them involved. Maybe what we'll do is that like every time you comment or something like on the YouTube channel, like that's an entry.
Oh wow!
Like we get one entry per video, right? And then kind of just ads so that you have kind of have like that snowballing. And if it takes a year to get to 500 subs, then you have a year's worth of raffle tickets essentially, right? Something like that. I gotta think about it. But anyway.
Also, just that, if you got the cards, tell us what decks you're playing them in, and if you're using them. That would be exciting to hear what kind of decks you're coming up with these cards that we're giving you guys.
Oh, that is a great idea, because then also we could do deck techs on that as well. You know, combine thoughts. Okay, so going into the news, we had a stream today from FFG that talked about Galactic Championships, sector qualifiers, and regional qualifiers.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably, if you're new to the channel or new to Star Wars Unlimited, that might not be, that might be like kind of weird. Like, what are these words? Do you guys want to take a stab at like explaining what that is to the folks, or do you want me to do it?
Well, I can talk a bit about the sectors. With SWU, we have some local stuff, which is the store showdowns. Then we have a little bit of step above that, which is the planetary qualifiers, the PQs. And then we have beyond that now the sectors. And the sectors is like a two-day event that we're going to see, where it's going to be more of a, you know, celebration of Star Wars. You're going to have more stuff going on. So it's gonna be a competitive thing because it's only gonna be two locations, I believe, in the States. So it's gonna be a much more condensed, like from all over the country. You're gonna get more people from, further away. So you're gonna get the chance to meet people that maybe are not necessarily local to you. But it's gonna be competitive, but still also casual events and things for people that are not necessarily trying to the tryhards that are trying to win Galactics every time or whatnot. But yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff coming from those. And I believe if you want to talk about regionals, Rob.
Yeah, so the sectors, I think there's one in Richmond and one in Colorado in
Denver,
the
yeah.
US. And then the regional is in Minneapolis, so fairly central. So those are going to be interesting because the thing that got me more than anything else, and you're correct, they're going to be like a little mini con, is that they're doing at both of these events, actually, they're doing kind of what I would call open play. Rewards where they're gonna and I don't know how specific they got on it, but basically if it's anything like any other con that I've been to, you're gonna play games, you're gonna report those games, and you're gonna get points or something, to track what you've gotten. And then there's a prize pool, and you're gonna be able to cash those points in for things off the prize pool. Some of those things are alt art exclusives, play mats. And the big one, which is it's not going to be on the prize wall at the regionals or the sectors, but it sounded like from what I read, it is going to be on the prize wall at the Galactic Championships, are the Luke and Vader showcases for the set one Luke and Vader.
Okay, so a lot of information for new players. And before we start digging into like prizing and stuff, I just want to make sure that everyone's like kind of on the same page like in terms of what are we expecting here in the future in terms of like what are these events. So like Corey mentioned and kind of Rob was elaborating on there, this is a different tier of play, right? There are two major forms. There's like the casual play, which is limited, which is like drafting, premier, which is like your constructed events each week, and then there's store showdowns. Those are like those are like their your casual tier. Like store showdowns are actually called casual. They're not even thinking
They're not,
considered competitive.
technically casual.
Yeah,
They're competitive, but
I mean,
around here they are.
no, for sure. And then there's that second layer, which is the competitive tier, which we talked about Planetary Qualifiers, and now they expanded into regional sectors and then regionals. Each of these get progressively bigger, and they're all leading up into this super mega event, which is the Galactic Championships, which is going to be in Las Vegas. I think it's the 25th of July, 2025 to the 27th of July, 2025. And each of those events, right, which is super exciting, each of those events has a different level of prizing and prize pools, which like exclusive cards like you're not really going to get like that Luke Skywalker showcase and the Darth Vader showcase, and I think we should talk about that in the future. Like it's just super exciting. And so just want to make sure we kind of do a wrap up on all of these different things and what to expect, because like also Rob and Corey were talking about, right? It's not just competition, it's almost like a miniature con. Like there's other stuff going on, right? And do you talk about pricing and stuff, and this is my first TCG. Do any of you guys know, like can you guys talk about what this prize wall thing is like as part of like the events?
I mean, I only have a experience with it from a miniature gaming side of things, but I imagine it functions fairly similarly. So in the past, for example, like I would go to a lot of miniature conventions for a game I played called War Machine, and you would play a game with an opponent, and then you would go back to the central table where there was literally a wall of prizes. They had like it's like an adult Chuck E. Cheese. Getting those tickets, baby. But you go back and you report. You say, okay, I played a game. I won. And it's like, and you get 5 points for winning, and you get 3 points for playing. And then you eventually at some point you look at the wall and it again, just like a big adult Chuck E. Cheese, it's like, okay, Vader Showcase is 250 points. So you're like trying to grind out games to get to 250 points so you can get to the showcase and take that home with you before they all sell out and somebody else. So there's like a little bit of a timing aspect to it as well. Now that sounds great, and you're like, well, but what if I want to play in the competitive events? Well, usually what they do is the competitive events, they sort of anticipate that. They sort of say like, okay, you're going to be in an event all day and we're going to give you 150 points for just playing in this event, but usually means that you can't drop, so you're going to go through and you have to play all seven, eight, whatever it is, rounds until the cuts are made, and then if you make it to the top, then you got to continue playing in order to get that prizing. So that's something that I have seen in the past. Now, again, I don't know the specifics on it for this one, so it's probably your mileage is going to vary, but that's an example of what you might see at an event like this.
For the Galactic Championships, they've actually shared the prizing point system, actually. So, Rob, thank you for that kind of like wrap up of what a prize wall is. You're essentially doing things at the event to get tickets or points. Then you trade in those tickets or points in order to get usually exclusive stuff to that event. So, for example, at the Galactic Championships for the Premier Pods, it's an 8-player demand on-demand event. So each of those players just entering gets you 100 points for or 100 prize wall tickets for just for playing. When you win, and it's all I think they're all best single elimination, so like rounds of like single games. When you win, you get 300 prize wall tickets. If you lose, you get 100 prize wall tickets, and the overall winner gets 1,000, right? And then so the better stuff like game mats is going to cost like 2,000 points, and then like cards, like rare cards or whatever, is probably going to cost you like 500. And so that's how the system kind of works. I don't know. I mean, I don't actually know what the breakdown is, but that's in terms of like what the cost is. But I'm just like saying
Yeah,
that
they'll
the good
probably
stuff is going to
share
cost more.
more details as we get closer to it. But they're doing some really cool things with getting people more excited about going to these different events as well as not as with the prizing, not just the prize wall, but as well as competing and giving bonuses to the people that do well at these events. So they are also going to be giving out free tickets and plane tickets, like flights to the Galactic Championship. At the sectors for the top two finishers in the event. And at the regionals, they're going to give the top eight those tickets and plane flights. So they want people to come to these events that are doing well and having fun with this game. And that's exciting, as well as also giving incentive to play other leaders. Did you see that, Gil?
Corey, you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to see that because we're getting a pretty wide variety of leader like meta now with Boba being gone, but it is leaning towards Han, so we're still kind of leaning towards a leader. But for I think it's for the sectors, or is it for the regionals? It was for the
Both.
regionals. Is it both? So if you top 64 and you are the top leader like in the 64 of that leader character you pick, you will get a showcase for being the top one. So if I play Palpatine, I'd finish the highest in the top 64 of all Palpatines. They're going to give me a showcase for that. Or if Obi-Wan, if you finish top with your Obi-Wan and you're the top Obi-Wan, they're going to give you a showcase. So like you're being incentivized to play the characters that you like and have fun with, and that you want to build decks with that may not necessarily be the competitive scene, air quotes here for the listeners, and that are not topping the meta. Like that's exciting because now you're going to see, because also they understand there are Luke and Vader players, they're going to be giving the Luke and Vader players a showcase as well. So you will probably see an influx of Luke and Vaders coming out to these sectors and regionals. And
Top
that's super
64 Grievous,
exciting.
baby. Here we go.
I mean, that's so cool. Like to see them really going and taking that extra step to support the community is a lot of it's really exciting.
100%. Rob, how about you? What kind of prizing are you excited about the most?
I mean, what Corey just talked about is really what got me, honestly. The showcase distribution for the top 64 players. Top 64, it's doable. It's I mean, I am a casual player, and I was like 46th in the last PQ that we went to, right? Gil, you got top 11, right? With your Obi, right? So like, it, you know, even though we are not the most and congrats to Gil for that, by the way. little spoiler there. You know, the fact that you can go out and pick a leader that you just think is cool, and you can probably get into that top 64. And if you're the one who does it, you walk away with that showcase. That feels good, man. Like that's really cool. That's got me really excited. You know, like, and I'm a sucker for prize balls. I'll be honest. Like, I'll sit there and grind games for 12 hours straight, you know, like through midnight, keep logging points, and just, you know, come back with all the swag. I'll do it.
Yeah. So here's your strategy. Get a group of eight buddies or friends. All of you play Sabine, and you just play over and over and over and over again for $5 a pop or whatever the value is.
That is accurate.
Jerry rig the system.
I mean, the quicker the games go, the more games you're going to get in, right?
That's what I'm saying. Your entire pod's done in 10 minutes. Yep. I would just die of laughter if that was the case. Which, by the way, some of the other prizing, if you have not been aware of, it's not only is there cards, there's also playmats and a variety of playmats. And then there's also the show, like in the Galactic Championships, the prize wall will include the Luke and Vader showcases. So it's not necessarily the top players in the sectors and qualifiers. You can potentially get them in the future, which is good, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I like exclusive, but I don't like too exclusive. We're only like number one and two get it. There's also soft crates. So they have like unique soft crates. Also a lot of the other swag. I'm actually really excited about the swag.
Some card sleeves as well.
Card sleeves.
Oh yeah, yeah. They had like what was it? The Imperator card sleeves that looked really wild.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had Ahsoka and a new ship from set four, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much going on. Which also, I don't know if you guys looked, and I don't know if anyone knows about this yet or has seen it, but read it. But there are, for at least the Galactic Championships, so the last thing, right, out of these three big three events, the one that culminates in July, there's actually different tiers of tickets. There's actually more to that. Like, even in the regionals and I think sectors, there's actually two tiers of tickets. There's a VIP ticket, and then there's also like a regular, like general admission ticket. And each of those tickets gets you some exclusive stuff, like metal fab, like, or metal, like tokens, pins, extra cards, I think, game mats, like a tote bag. I don't know. I'm actually excited for that. This is where my collector, this is where I kind of want that stuff.
I mean, if there's a VIP option, I am, so that you can call me the collector, but you can also call me the overspender as well. So I'm all in for that stuff as well, Gil. I'm right there with you. Like, I will absolutely, hey, I'll spend this extra money for this little token because it's free with this VIP pass.
Yeah.
They also said you get in an hour earlier, and it made it sound like getting an hour earlier, you can line up for different shops and different things that are going on at the Galactic Championship.
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be like exclusive t-shirts and stuff. So just like other conventions where they have like a limited run, like PAX, for example, like those PAX Unplugged, those lines are like out the door sometimes, right? And like you're not going to get your sized t-shirt if you're not like the first person in that line. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to do that, especially for the sector, because it seems okay. So here's another thing. I think the financial impact is always like a big deal for some folks. And so like if you can win like one of these sectors and you're especially like you're like in Europe or something and the flight is like done for you because you are like top eight, that's going to be huge for like certain players. But for those who are not like who can't definitely can't, you know, play enough to get to that top eight, like even the sector qualifier, right? If you go there for just $60 extra dollars, right? You're getting not only like a tote bag and stuff, but you're getting like all these other promotional cards that you won't have access to, or like that way you don't have to deal with like the prize wall because you're just going to get them. And that could also save time and maybe a little bit more, could be more financially viable for those instead of having to like grind out games or something like that. Just something to consider, yeah. I think.
Swag, it's always great.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for that too. I'm not a huge collector, but I definitely will fall for that. Like,
That FOMO,
give
man.
me
That
free stuff. Give me
FOMO.
free exclusive stuff. Yes, free.
Do you think that the swag stuff is sufficient for the price point? Do
Well, I'm
you guys
not
have an opinion on that?
sure what
Yeah, I don't know if
exactly
they've
is in it
I don't know if
yet.
they've officially released it yet.
So, like, I'm assuming it's going to be close to it, but usually it's never equal. But this being the first time they're doing things, and potentially, the only time you're going to get certain things as a collector, you maybe have some value there if you want to potentially resell stuff.
Yeah, I think for the sectors, right? So far they're giving you a bunch of like promotional cards, a hero aspect pin, a game, it's a couple game mats for 100. It's like $125 USD for the sector qualifier VIP entry, which I actually think is worth it because you're getting the entry into the qualifier, you're getting all these promotional cards, you're getting a tote bag and game mats. Game mats themselves are probably 20 to $40 depending on what you're trying to
Right.
get, and these are exclusive ones. So if you wanted to resell, you could potentially make your money back. And then the promotional cards, again, you don't have to like spend time. You can just like get some of the promo, like Admiral Akbar promotional card, Red 3. I think for the Galactic Championships, the best value one is actually the premium weekend ticket. That's my opinion. I mean, it's still a substantial amount of money. It's essentially the purchase of like a box of cards at like MSRP. It's $130, and you also get not only ticket like to the event, like 3-day ticket, but you also get $50 worth of side event tickets. So that means like $50 worth of like those premier pods, those twin suns to get those prize wall stuff. But then you also get, pins, art sleeves, game mat, metal token, booster packs, a foil promo, and a tote bag. And so if you put that all together, the general admin is like it's $50. You also get an exclusive mat, which is probably you could probably sell if you wanted to. And then $50 worth of event tickets. I think that you actually break even, I think, there.
Sounds like great value for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between that and VIP? Like,
VIP. Right. And so this is for those who are like big spenders, you get the entry to
right,
the
the
event.
event.
You have a there's a VIP lounge. I don't know what that means. I'm sure there's like sodas and like waters and I guess people smooshing together. You get early entry the 1 hour, which I think is worth it in that sense if you
Oh,
want to
definitely.
get that first
Especially if
the first to get
you're
that stuff.
trying to line up early or something.
Yeah, VIP line access for entry and swag bag. I think that's just a cop out like type thing. Early access to shopping. Okay, again, if you're a shopper and you're here for the event and not necessarily to play, then I think that's great as well because then you could spend other time doing other stuff. You get an exclusive meet and greet with the Fantasy Flight Games team on Saturday, which and that's a breakfast. So that's it's a meal. Okay, so if you think about a meal at Vegas, if you're spending $20, okay, I
20
guess.
bucks? Boy, you're optimistic, Gil.
I'm not a fancy dude. I'm gonna buy McDonald's for breakfast and I'll be okay.
Okay, so that's probably 20 bucks.
But then you get $100 worth of side event tickets. Okay, so that's $100. So if you're gonna play anyway, then that's
Might as
already
well.
built into the price. You get more exclusive things. So you get the packs, you get everything on the lower tiers, but you also get commemorative pins. So people like pins, you get a deck
Love it.
pod. So the deck pods are probably like
The single ones are like 30 bucks.
Yeah, so that's $30 right there. You get plastic base cards, one for each primary aspect of deck building. So that's command, villainy, oh, not command, villainy, command, cunning, those colors. So I don't know what the plastic cards are going to look like. I'm sure they're just like really like hard plastic, and an exclusive lanyard, game mat, and art sleeves. So like, if depending on what you find valuable, like the experience of meeting and greeting, like some of the game team is sometimes invaluable. You could potentially get them to sign something, which I know is pretty cool. And then you get, breakfast and all this other stuff. So, is it pricey? I'm sure it's out of reach for a lot of folks, but if you want to splurge or if you're already going to Vegas, just put everything on red and then, hope for the best.
You're supporting gambling over here, Gil?
Just walk over to that roulette table, slap down a pile of chips, and pray to God.
I know. First of all, okay, so gamble responsibly if you do gamble. I don't gamble, so I just,
This is
not that I'm
not,
being
we do
sponsored
not
by
support
Caesars.
any of your decisions. We do not endorse them. It's
Yeah. Oh, man.
But Vegas, yeah, it's so exciting. Like I'm like this is the first real big event, and if you didn't know, like as new to Swoo again, this is season zero leading up to Galactic Championships. So technically, this is all just them figuring things out and like learning and just seeing what works and what they can improve on. And so that to me is also exciting because they did mention that if you get knocked out on day one, there will be a secondary event for everyone that gets knocked out on day one. And that event is actually the first event of season one.
Ooh, so let's talk about that a little bit more, because I do remember that. What does that potentially mean, do you think?
That's the thing. They didn't really delve too much into it. They were like kind of teasing that. It's like,
Yeah.
so we're going up to season one, but like, hey, and they're going to be at the Galactic Championship. We understand people are going to be going, they're flying from all over the country, all over the world to come and do events. And if you're unlucky enough to just not play well or get bad draws or whatever, you get knocked out. We will have a special event for those people to do the next day. And that event is going to kick off season one of the competitive scene and organized play. But again, they didn't actually specify what that means. But just that is. Coming. So I'm sure we'll get more information on as we get closer. But that's exciting because
Well, that's interesting because they already talked about a little bit about season one early on, in that outside of season zero, they are going to implement a point system for playing in tournaments and going to some of these events for the bigger events. So as a way to get started on, accumulating points if you're going to be playing in season one.
That
It's
could be it.
not a bad consolation prize. I'm assuming they're probably going to give points to people who are in the, who win the Galactic Championship as well. But like there's going to be some level of support for season one in that. But yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we can only speculate at this point. Probably points. Maybe you get start getting your placements for the next season, whatever season one is going to be. Okay, so we're running out of time. I think we've talked a lot about, we kind of exhausted the idea of sector regionals and galactic championships. I feel like I want too salesman-y on this podcast. Like,
It's
I'm not, I
exciting. Like we're excited to
it
talk
is
about
exciting,
this
but
stuff. So it's hard not to be like, come on, everybody, let's do this.
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be there in my purple shirt pretty much the
Nice.
entire time, so I'll be
Oh, just
running
when
around.
are they? Just do you have that? Just for the listeners.
Well, Galactic is in July. It's July 25th through the 27th for that, and then
Hold on, I got it
so
here.
yeah, yeah. Sector qualifiers.
sectors are April and regionals are May.
Right. So the Denver sector qualifier is April 5th and 6th. Richmond, Virginia is the 26th and 27th of April. The European sectors are March 29th and 30th in Italy, April 5th and 6th in Liverpool, UK. And then the regional qualifier is May 24th and 25th in Minneapolis. And then the European one is May 3rd and 4th. May the 4th. Nice. In
That's gonna be
France.
a baller day.
Yeah.
May the fourth in
What
France.
where is that one?
Lille,
We're going to
France,
France.
baby.
Lille, France.
So, okay. We got a couple more minutes left. I want to end on like maybe a different note. So, a couple new cards came out. We'll talk about the bases. And out of the bases that have been revealed so far, which one are you the most excited about? So we'll start with you, Rob.
It's as of right now, it's Thermal Oscillator. I think winnowing your deck to 45 for only 3 HP is pretty good. I don't know if it's going to replace like Tarkin Town or ECL in terms of that for aggro necessarily, but I don't know. We still don't have all the cards in this deck, but like just thinking about it out loud. All right, ECL, you draw seven, right? Or not ECL, sorry. Triple Dark Ray, TDR. You draw seven, and now your deck has been winnowed by five already. It just increases those draw rates of pulling the right thing off of those like draw 10, pull something that costs X
Sure.
cards. And I think the math, I'm not a math nerd for this kind of stuff, but I know if you guys know Numbers Guy from the McClunky server, he already ran the numbers in terms of opening hand, getting that card that you want. It's already a 3 to 5% increase for that. So it only gets better when you're talking about playing a TDR or something else later. So that could outweigh the Tarkin Town aspect of it. I don't know. It's going to have to be tested.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Great. How about you, Corey?
I'm like, excited. I'm not necessarily super excited, but I want to talk about the Colossal
Colossus or whatever it's called.
Colossus. What?
Yeah.
What's the exact name? But it is a. We've only seen rare bases that have gone down in health points. And the first rare base they showed off was the blue base, and it is 35 points hit. And so we're going up here. We're gonna give blue control more health to work with here. So that to me is scary. Like, I
Yeah.
am worried here because we're getting a lot of help in aggro, but we're getting a lot of help with control, I think, with this base, because we're not too worried about health is a resource, right? It's like a control player, health is a resource, and five either way is huge. And we've seen that with just that jump from ECL to the 30 point. Like, you're not necessarily playing ECL Han or ECL Bossk as much. You're playing the 30 point one because that health is a resource. And going from 30 to 35 is huge for a control player to give that just that one extra turn that they needed to turn that corner and then just take you out.
Okay. I think that's fair. And in exchange, you just lose your hand by like your hand goes down by one. Like, I think that's an acceptable like loss at that point. So I'm gonna go the other direction. And everyone has been hating on this one, but I actually really like Data Vault.
Oh God.
So
It's garbage.
okay. So for everyone,
it's not garbage, but
for
let's see if
those,
it kills
so
me.
people who don't know what Data Vault does, it's a 33 health base,
So we're going up again.
and your minimum deck size is increased by 10 cards.
It's command, right? So
It's a
command is
command, it's a
green.
command base, it's green command. Don't ask me why. I know statistically it's going to be very painful to like use this base, but I feel like if it's not good for this set, it's going to be good for like the next set, because there's going to be cards, I guarantee it, there's going to be cards that make you shuffle through your deck, right? And you're going to, or like, if I really want to, I'm just going to
Tutor.
use like Search Your Feelings and put it in, like make a blue green deck and just literally search for my card. You know what I mean? And maybe there's a combination with Yoda there, with because like you get to like filter through some cards. I love the idea of just having this fat deck and then like not being milled out. But also, one of the hardest choices in any game, in any deck, like especially over for Obi-Wan right now, is like, God, I have no space. I have no space for anything. So now I'm
You're
forced.
just diluting your deck,
Now
Gil.
when
I'm
he's saying
forced.
space, he doesn't mean space units. He means
Yeah.
I need more room in my deck.
Now I'm forced to have more cards on my deck, and I don't feel so bad.
That's like,
Well, I
oh, you have
had
an
to do
built-in
this.
excuse. That's like, oh yeah, I have to, guys. They're making me.
Yeah, I know. They're making me. And then who knows? Maybe there's a card out
Dude,
there that.
I think double green palp with this deck is gonna be pretty interesting because you're already like shuffling through cards with that deck a lot, so
Yeah.
I could see it
And
being real good.
if you already have like, 6 to 9 ways to ramp with like, resupply and everything like that, you're gonna get it eventually. Whatever. Okay. So that's it for me. Thank you guys for joining the podcast today and co-hosting with me. Appreciate it as always. And for those of you out there who are listening, until next time, may the force be with you.